I was watching that game last night, and my thoughts harkened back to July when Steve Kerr was coaching that Olympic team,
all right,
and how he was mixing and matching players in and out, trying to find those combinations. I mean, even with these superstars who hadn't worked together, and of course, once you got toward the end there, you know, Steph Curry saved the day, but you could see that he was favoring Booker in that. He won Booker in the game. He wanted Anthony Edwards in that game. And my feeling last night was he's going to get on top of this thing early. He's going to put and mix and match a number of players. You know, there was a beef last year about Steve, you know, Kerr just sticking with the his stalwart guys, you know, like Draymond and Curry, of course. And I think he wants to get on this thing early, and he's willing to mix and match. It's a long season, and I think that, you know, he's looking for that group. But it's something that harkened back to the Olympics that seems so similar to what I was watching last night. And one last thought, guys, when you get Barry Switzer on, I hope you get a good story or two, you know, about Brian Bosworth out of him.
Yeah, good call, man. All right. The boss.
We'll see what we can do.
I'll tell you this about his point about Steve Kerr, Snotty. Again, I'm stealing your word, and I can do it because we all can be excited. But the best thing I think Steve Kerr could have done going into this season is step to the podium like he did and say, hey, I'm trying to play 11, and it's going to fluctuate, and it's going to change. So I feel like with that said, if I'm a player on the Dubs, outside of the OGs who know, you know, where you stand and how many minutes you're going to play, Stoney, I think that's exciting, man. Until it's not, and it's not worried. Like, you would need a lot to go wrong.
Well, then the starting lineup's going to change.
Yeah, and I told you that about an hour ago.
Right, but a week ago, you hated that they didn't have a starting lineup. But, and now they got 12 guys. Who, I mean, the story.
But
the
Melton and Buddy Hield, and I'm starting to see other things. Guys bring things to the table. Not that I ever said they couldn't, but Stoney, I'm okay with, like, because I'm seeing it like, oh, okay. Like,
I mean, if they're going to try to play 12 guys, by the way, that, like, the, you know, like the entire story 11. Of the game last night, and the biggest story to come out of last night's game by far is that Steve Kerr says he's going to play 12.
Yeah.
Not 11, not 9. He's going to play 12. That, I don't know if I want to say it's never been done before, but I've never heard anybody say that. He was asked after the game when he decided all that stuff.
Yesterday, honestly. I didn't, you know, 2 days ago I was thinking, well, maybe I'll just play 10 and I'll just have to tell two of these guys that they're going to sit, and I couldn't justify that because they've all played really well in camp, and I even felt bad sitting Lindy. He's, you know, Lindy's had a great camp. He's one of our highest plus minus guys in camp for all the preseason games. So this is as deep a team as I've ever coached, and we've got to lean into that, and we're going to play a lot of people.
Yeah, and you know what?
Wow,
I'm skeptical. I'm absolutely skeptical that you can do that consistently over the course of an NBA season. Chances are they're not going to have to because somebody will get banged up, but maybe a couple guys, and they'll have to miss a few weeks, and then you just have a natural 9 or 10-man rotation. But, yeah, I think. I mean, that's a hell of an endeavor that he's going to try.
But he loves 12 guys. Feels it. Right. You're right.
And that's,
for now, right.
And that's great. After you beat a Portland team by 35.
But what did you say yesterday? I was listening to you, and even the last time I was here on Monday, Stoney, like, when you look outside of Dre and Steph and Wiggins, it's a close competition. There's equal. I'm going coffee.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Wiggins up with those three. I'd put Wiggins in with Kuminga and Melton and Hield. That's just me.
Well,
I mean,
but you get my drift. Like this close.
There's two guys on this team. To me, if you're going to play 12, then there's only two guys on this team that have to play.
Steph and Dre.
Exactly. And if I'm hearing Kerr correctly, if Wiggins isn't playing well one night, he'll play 15 minutes. And somebody else will play more. Maybe it'll be Kyle Anderson. Maybe it'll be Kuminga. But that's the part you really need to see over the course of a season, whether it's feasible or not to actually do that.
Is there any truth to this from the 510 on the Comcast Business text line, Steiny? Al Addles won a champion, rest in peace, won a championship playing his entire roster.
Well, it was 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Mr. Goolsby in Oakland.
Hey.
Hold on. Hold on. Are you any relation to Major Goolsby, the bar in Milwaukee?
No, I'm from my family's from Georgia.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Welcome.
Hey, Stanley. Hey, Guru.
Hey.
Look, my first team was Rick Barry and Derek Begley and Jeff Mullins and Phil Smith and Jamal Wilkins.
Wow.
That's my first team, right?
All right.
And I think this 12-man rotation is going to work pretty well. That's the whole season if they do it right. It'll be new, and everybody else going to jump on that now. You know, all the other teams going to pick that up and start trying to use that. You know, and I think we're going to win maybe 50 to 55 games this season with that 12-man rotation. It's very new.
Wow.
It's unprecedented. You got to go with that.
Appreciate the call. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, mister.
It's okay. I've been watching for a long time, so we got this one this year.
Well, this is to the confidence.
Hi, Mr. Goolsby. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I would just ask Warrior fans, when you hear that, I mean, it's pretty amazing that he came out and said it.
And that's why you're coming down. Go ahead. You can play it. I'm just like,
I mean, we're going to do it. I've never played 12 before, but we're going to do it. So it's not easy, but it's not easy on anybody. But we just have to trust that from one night to the next, we're going to find guys and combinations that really work. And the guys have to understand that some nights they're night, some nights not. And that's okay as long as we continue to play together and play hard. I think it's going to be a really fun team to watch for our fans. They play both sides of the ball, and you know, a lot of good energy, and they like each other. The ball moves, and it was fun to watch them play tonight.
888-957-9570. 12-man rotation.
Skip, man.
Is it a gimmick or a great idea? A 12-man rotation. And how long will it last? That's the other thing you gotta see.
But the rat on the table too, Steiny, is you gotta look at if you just tell me in general a 12-man rotation, I'm like you said before the season, I was out. I didn't like that. There was no continuity in that. But when you look at this roster as currently constructed, you got a lot of the same thing, but I mean, all of a sudden now you're faster, you're younger, and Steve Kerr's got 4 rings. How many as a player? He's been around the game. So this may not work, but for him to go out there and put this on his chest, the target of, I think this is the best way to go. That's why I didn't, you know, you're like, Guru, you weren't liking this a week ago, but now I'm watching different things and different guys bring, you know, different things to the table. I'm like, maybe this could work.
Well, they're not going to have continuity if they do it this way. I mean,
But what if the continuity is strength in numbers to where everybody knows outside of the Dre and Steph, on any given night, it could be you and Evan. It could be me and Evan. It could be me and you and no Evan.
That's what I define as no continuity. I mean, Buddy Hield played 14 minutes last night. He might play 30 against the Utah Jazz. And then Kyle Anderson, what I'm saying is, yeah, you can use 12 guys, but it's not feasible to have a 12-man rotation where every night you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
There's no way you can do that. Mm. So
why do you think he's doing or trying to do it?
Because he could not determine from the preseason who deserved to play and who didn't. And wow. He liked what he saw from 12 guys. And man. the other, look, here's the other part of saying you want to use a 12-man rotation is what it means is your roster doesn't have a lot of stars.
Yes, right.
But it also doesn't have a lot of end-of-bench guys who aren't good enough to play meaningful minutes. They've got a roster of players right in the middle. Like, if you look at Kyle Anderson, look at how much he's played over his career. He's been over 20 minutes for most of his career. Buddy Hield, I got to believe he's been at least 20-ish and higher. Pajemski last year, 27 minutes a game.
I mean, rookie year.
They're going to be games. The risk is that some games guys aren't going to play or play as much as others, and you better have a roster full of committed guys to winning. Otherwise, it won't work.
And Kerr's going to open himself up to the morning quarterbacks. If they lose said games and you didn't get in the game, why didn't Steiny play or why didn't Goo get in?
And maybe this is the issue with Kuminga. I mean, Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield, DeAnthony Melton, they all got contracts, very reasonable. And so because they're pros, I could see those three guys. If Kyle Anderson doesn't play a lot against Utah, he's going to be fine against the Clippers. Like, he'll be fine with that. But maybe the question you got to ask is, will Kuminga be okay with that if he finds himself on the outside looking in too frequently for his taste? All right.